And I'm Erin.
And this is an episode of Nature Speaking.
This week, we went on sound walks to capture the sounds of the world around us.
And today, we'll be discussing our walks.
How the natural environment around us has changed in the wake of the COVID-19 pandemic.
And the challenges of podcasting.
So we're going to be talking about soundscapes today, and I just wanted to provide a quick little definition of what those are for our listeners who may not know, like I did last week. It was a new concept to me. So a soundscape is essentially the noise of the environment around you, and you capture a soundscape through recording it in some fashion, usually audibly. So it generally includes three different components, not necessarily all together, but it can be. The biophony of a soundscape is natural elements like animals and birds and that kind of thing. The geophony is of the earth, like environmental, so like a hurricane, like noises of a hurricane or wind or something like that. And anthropony is like human sounds, so like construction or talking, that sort of thing.
So what I really liked about your sound walk is that it sounds very ambiguous. Like you could just listen through it and you can think that maybe you're in a neighborhood or you're at a school or at a park. And also it sounds really familiar. Like I could be thinking that it's in my own neighborhood because it just sounds like everything you'd hear in your everyday life. Like, for example, a few times you mentioned people playing sports, watering their lawns and all that. There are also a few other times where you could hear the lawnmower in the background, or maybe it was a car driving by with the music.
Car driving on Victoria. There's two men watering their lawns right next to each other.
I just felt very... like I was there walking like with you in that environment right there.
I love that.
Yeah. My favorite part like was at the very end, you know, when the music's playing and you said it was coming from the garage, but it felt like the sounds were really coming to life.
It's my neighbor's house. Coming from their garage.
I'm so glad that like you liked it and that like you could really like feel that in the environment. Like I'm really glad it felt like you were there. And I really liked, I was so happy when I was coming home up the alley. Like I went on, it wasn't a very long, like long distance wise walk, but it was long time wise, right? It was like an hour. But I was coming up the alley and like right across from my back gate, I was picturing, well, I heard the music coming from the garage, and I was picturing somebody like having just got home from work and they pulled into their garage and they closed the garage door and they were just listening to music for a little while before they went into the house to see their family, just like some alone time. Because that's what I do when I get home.
Right.
It's like I sit in my car for a few minutes out front before I go inside. So I really liked that, and I had never really like walked around my neighborhood without headphones in before, and I was like really amazed by how like all the sounds and all the people, like there were so many people, and I really liked that, like you were saying, like how it could be anywhere, like it really, like I realized that when I was walking, I was like, oh, this is such like a unique neighborhood, and like it's so different from like than where I'm from, like in terms of like the demographic. Like I live in a predominantly Chinese neighborhood, but everything in the neighborhood is like the same as any other neighborhood, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like there's kids playing outside, people water their lawns, people mow their lawns, people come home from work and listen to music in their car before they go inside, people playing baseball, that kind of thing. And I really like that about it.
Yeah, exactly.
I noticed too, like through doing this walk, I remembered how at the beginning of the COVID-19 pandemic, when everybody was home from work, I remember walking to that park, which is just, you know, a block from my house, and the park would be like full of people, all, you know, 6 feet away from each other, but just people just like sitting there, not having to go to work, relaxing at home, relaxing in the sun. And, you know, now obviously there's a lot less people who are staying home from work because, yeah, like a lot of jobs have opened back up.
Right.
But there's still more people than there would be otherwise, which I really like. Like the baseball, people playing baseball was like such a like happy moment for me to see that. Like these teams, right, that, yeah, like people who wouldn't have normally gotten to join a league got to join a league this year. And it just is so like heartwarming to me. So in your clip, you talk about these crows in the morning that you went out for your walk. And is that something that you've noticed, like, since the pandemic started, that, like, these crows are out more? Or do you think you're more in tune with, like, their behaviors because of the pandemic?
Well, I feel like there's been a lot of crows, like, more than there usually has been for the past few months.
Mm-hmm.
Especially in the morning, they get so loud, almost as loud as, like, car horns and the usual cars, wow, that you hear. And it's just really amazing that so much nature has been like coming into my neighborhood since like it's been very like quiet, not a lot of people are out. So that's just something that I've noticed for the past few months.
That's so nice that you have so many more crows. I bet they wake you up though.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I also kind of wanted to mention that I live in a neighborhood that's half very urban and half not so populated with all these cars and all these busy stores. So I can kind of get a feel of what it's like to have to like experience nature every day, or to like visit a very busy city kind of area like every day.
Yeah.
And it's very interesting to experience like all of this, because on one hand, you know, the people that people are going out more since the lockdown settling down a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But like on the other hand, the nature sounds and all those other animals are like getting louder, or they're more there's just more animals like around lately since the lockdown.
In one part of your podcast or your sound walk, I heard like it was like a babbling creek, and then there were all these birds, and I think I even heard like red-winged blackbirds, right? Am I imagining this wrong?
Okay, the birds are getting louder. And I'm actually walking down like a pathway that's kind of like a park. Yeah, so it's not really busy with people and cars anymore.
Yeah, so there's all these birds that I keep hearing in your podcast, and I was wondering if you like wanted to talk more about like some imagery. Like I would love to hear more about like the imagery of going for this walk between like an urban area and kind of more of like a natural area,
right?
Like a paint a picture for,
okay,
for me.
Right, so in my neighborhood there's this pathway that leads down, well, I said it was a park, but it's actually more like a forest place, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's very,
yeah,
secluded from cars and people and other houses. Like once you go in, like and like keep going down like deeper into that pathway, you just like notice the birds like getting louder, and then they're like overlapping over one another, like they're communicating.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, that's beautiful.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, I love that. I love that. And you think there've been more birds now because there are less people who've like trafficked this area?
Yeah, that's definitely something that like more noticeable. They're more out in the open too.
Yeah, yeah. I love that. And then because we're talking too about like the challenges of podcasting, and especially the challenges of this particular kind of podcasting where we're trying to capture something like a beautiful natural noise out in the world, and how trying to capture that provides us with like a very ripe set of challenges and difficulties. And for example, we could even mention how today, like you and I were trying to record this podcast using a web browser software, and we're having a lot of trouble, and now we're on Zoom together. And so our listeners are probably, they probably noticed the quality, the audio quality being a bit different than last week. So were there any like other like challenges you noticed like in trying to really capture like a genuine noise of what this neighborhood sounded like?
Well, on the day I was recording, it was really windy, and I was trying to block the sound, the wind sound, and to just focus on that sound that I wanted to capture. And like I found that difficult because there were also like all these factors, like these cars passing by, these people talking over, and like car horns, sirens. So that was a challenge that I definitely had to like face while recording.
So I'm under a tree right now, and it's really windy, and I'm trying to get my phone to pick up the sounds of the leaves rustling.
Yeah, that's a really hard one.
Yeah. Did you have any problems with anything like that?
Yeah, I have a lot of similar problems, or like challenges, I guess. It's like it was very windy too. And I was like, oh, it's fine. It won't sound that windy, but it definitely did. And there was one point I was trying to capture like the wind rustling in the trees, but all it sounded like in my recording was just like wind blowing on the microphone. You know, like if your mom calls you from outside and it just sounds like she's in a wind tunnel, that's what I felt like I was listening to. And then I also noticed, because I usually don't listen, you know, to the natural world when I'm out walking, I usually have headphones in. I didn't realize how loud my shoes really were in like a recording. Like you can hear them. Maybe we should play a clip. But like you could really hear me like clonking along in my steel-toed boots like down the sidewalk. And I was like, when I got home and listened to it, I was like, well, that was not the sound I was trying to capture. Yeah.
Like I feel like whatever you're expecting while recording is just not going to come out the way you want it to when you hear it right after.
Yeah, totally. And I think like in that way too, it's like interesting to see how us as the recorders of these specific like noises impact the actual like soundscape around us, you know, because we're capturing like a soundscape, but it's being altered and doctored merely just by us being there to engage with it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
Which is a unforeseen kind of meta challenge, I think. Walking in your neighborhood, we encourage you to leave your headphones at home and take in the natural sounds around you.
Whether it's bird gathering around a creek,
or a local sports league enjoying beers before a game,
the world around us is lush with natural symphonies for us to enjoy. Thanks for listening to this episode of Nature Speaking.
Please feel free to contact us at naturespeaking@gmail.com.
To submit your questions, comments, stories, and sound recordings.
Have a great day!